With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Early voting began Thursday in what is considered a battleground state for the 2024 presidential election, North Carolina. One of the people lining up to vote was Asheville resident Bill Whalen, who says he's performing his civic duty.
Yeah, I'm here with my older brother, and we were really determined to get in and vote as soon as we can. This is a monumental election. For the first time in my life, democracy itself is at stake. I really believe that. And that's why I think it's so important for everyone to be out and voting. It's a civic duty to vote. We've got to start taking it more seriously than we have in the past.
Early voting in North Carolina runs through November 2nd. Also at SRNnews.com, one Republican critic says Kamala Harris showed she is out of touch with average Americans during her interview with Fox News special report host Brett Baer. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Tom Cotton says Harris's weaknesses were on full display.
I thought it was a good example of why the Harris High Command has not allowed her to do many interviews.
He blames her inability to answer Americans' concerns about the border and the economy on her liberal elite circle of influence.
No, she's been surrounded by a deep navy midnight blue progressive bubble from San Francisco to Washington, D.C.
Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network Harris being out of touch with the issues that concern many Americans is costing her in the polls in key states like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Bob Agnew reporting.
An Israeli tank kills Hamas terrorist Yahya Sinwar. Israel confirmed the forces killed him Wednesday during a heavy gun battle. Officials say a drone discovered his body in the rubble of a building which was hit by an Israeli tank. Soldiers later entered the building on foot where they identified the body. This is SRN News. A group of United Methodist churches loses a court battle.
The 37 Maryland congregations had sued the UMC over the terms under which they quit the denomination, specifically in relation to property. An Anne Arundel County judge has rejected the suit, which argued that the congregations should have been able to retain ownership of their church buildings. Fights over who owns what have blossomed all across the UMC as conservative congregations have opted to abandon the denomination over its embrace of gay marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A full-scale replica of the rooms Anne Frank used to hide from Nazi occupiers during World War II is heading to New York. The replica of the Anne Frank House Museum, which is located in Amsterdam, is being built in the Netherlands and will be shipped across the Atlantic for a show titled Anne Frank, the Exhibition, the Center for Jewish History in Manhattan. This is SRN News. Canceling a subscription just got easier.
The Federal Trade Commission is requiring businesses to make it easier for consumers to cancel unwanted subscriptions and memberships. The click-to-cancel rule will prohibit retailers and other businesses from misleading people about subscriptions and will require them to obtain consumer consent before charging them for memberships, auto-renewals, and programs linked to free trial offers. The FTC said businesses must also disclose when free trials or other promotional offers will end and let customers end recurring subscriptions as easily as they started them. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
The agency says most of the provisions will take effect 180 days after the rule is published in the Federal Register. A former Olympic snowboarder for Canada is charged with running a drug trafficking ring. FBI is looking for Ryan James Wedding. More details at SRNnews.com.